AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Julian Assange appears in a courtroom on a U.S. territory in the Pacific, pleads guilty to one charge under the Espionage Act for revealing U.S. military secrets, and leaves court a free man and without making a statement. Jennifer Robinson, Assange's attorney, calls it a historic day.
Finally, after 14 years of legal battles, Julian Assange can go home a free man. This also brings to an end a case which has been recognized as the greatest threat to the First Amendment in the 21st century.
Word is Assange will head home to Australia. On this primary day, the Associated Press reports that GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert wins the House primary after switching districts in Colorado, and George Latimer defeats U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York in a Democratic race. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Jamal Bowman, a former middle school principal, two-term progressive Democrat representing this House district, was a vocal critic of Israel. He called Netanyahu a maniac and equated the war to a genocide. He failed to win the party's nomination. His challenger was a suburban county executive, George Latimer, backed by millions of dollars in donations from Jewish American political action groups.
Portions of the Midwest deal with floodwater as storm threats linger. CBS's Tom Hansen is following it all from Minnesota, where flooding has partially breached the Rapidan Dam.
The raging floodwaters swallowed land and trees. Officials here are monitoring the 114-year-old dam around the clock as rushing water continues to erode the soil. Tens of thousands of residents who live in the surrounding watershed are also keeping a close eye on the situation. The Barnes family has been here for more than 50 years.
We never, ever thought in a million years this would ever happen.
At a crowded hearing in East Palestine, Ohio, the National Transportation Safety Board reveals new information about last year's derailment of dozens of freight cars, some carrying hazardous materials near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. The NTSB says it was a flaming wheel bearing that caused the derailment, and that the decision to blow open five tank cars and burn the vinyl chloride that was inside was botched and unnecessary. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy adds,
"We don't wait for a death or injury to occur. We bring safety issues to the forefront and make recommendations that, if implemented, would prevent the next train derailment or fire."
The FDA warns Bimbo Bakeries, the maker of Sara Lee and Entenmann's products, to stop using misleading labels that say products contain potentially dangerous allergens like sesame or tree nuts when they don't. The company says it's working with the FDA. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the defending World Series champs, the Texas Rangers, reload again tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers with a 6-3 win. Right-hander Freddy Peralta striking out six, allowing two runs in five innings, but he thanked Rhys Hoskins for his grand slam in the sixth.
You know, Rhys, he was a little struggling. You know, everything sometimes for a reason. Look now, he was the man for the game. He just hit a homer with the bases loaded. That's perfect.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 victory over the Oilers to win their first Stanley Cup.
It is about the result, obviously. So that's where the mind goes. How do I get them back to that place that they can play with enough freedom so we have structure and we have discipline and all that? But what we needed to and what we were different about tonight is that we played with some freedom. We didn't play the game not to make the mistakes and certainly not to lose, but we tried to win the game.
That's the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on ESPN after the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with light winds and upper 50s by daybreak. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. There will be a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Thursday. Currently 71 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We got a whopper of a Wednesday edition with former Congressman Joe Walsh, Bill Press, our buddy, and Charles Franklin, New Marquette Polling.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Been programmed.
You got it.
Hey, happy, what is it, Tuesday? Holy cow, the week is sliding by. It's running by. As we head toward the debate on Thursday, everybody's a little nervous about that on both sides, I guess. We got a lot to talk about today, how the Trump and right-wing media hate virus spreads. Also, there's a group creating a list of federal workers that could resist Trump's plans if he's reelected. We'll talk about that. And the U.S. Surgeon General declares gun violence a public health crisis. Will anything be done about this, actually? We'll talk about all those things in the first hour here. Also, in the second hour of our program, Republicans are expanding their circle of hate to include gay marriage, and that includes, apparently, the Supreme Court. It looks like they're getting ready to overturn Obergefell, the Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage all across the country. Also, children took part in Apache ceremonies. Their school expelled them for satanic activity. Seriously? We'll get to that. Also, will the Republican Party succeed in getting the House Sergeant at Arms to forcibly bring Attorney General Merrick Garland before the House by holding him in inherent contempt over his refusal to turn over audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Hur? We've discussed inherent contempt before, as I recall. In the third hour of our program, Julian Assange is free. I believe he's free now. If not, will be shortly. And U.S. judges are blocking part of Biden's student debt loan relief at the request of Republican state attorneys general. So we got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my observations on the Republican and right-wing media hate virus. This starts out with this story, this just absolutely tragic story. A young woman and her two children, a son who is 7 and her daughter who is 3 years old, were in the pool. She was by the pool, and the two kids were in the shallow end of the pool, safely in the shallow end of the pool, at their apartment building in Texas. And she was Muslim, so she was wearing a very modest swimsuit and a hijab, which infuriated Elizabeth Wolf, a 42-year-old white Christian woman who saw them and began loudly berating the young woman. Actually, I don't know if she's Christian or not. Anyhow, she began loudly berating the young woman, using racial slurs to basically tell her to go back where she came from. This woman is a U.S. citizen. And then Wolf jumps into the pool and grabs the two little kids and tries to drag them into the deep part of the pool to drown them. Mom jumps in, grabs the 7-year-old, who now has been scratched by Wolf's fingernails. But Wolf gets away and drags the 3-year-old into the deep part of the pool, and Mom is screaming, "Somebody help! She's trying to kill my baby! She's killing my baby!" And Wolf is holding this 3-year-old's head underwater, and a little girl is drowning. An African American man nearby, there were several observers just watching, and an African American man jumped into the pool and rescued the 3-year-old. And the police came, and as they were handcuffing Wolf,
She yells at the arresting police officer. She says, tell her I will kill her and I will kill her whole family. This is hate. And that little girl is now probably scarred for life. She has post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, so badly that she's unwilling to go out of her apartment. She's terrified that the woman is going to try and kill her again. 3 years old. I have a three-year-old granddaughter. I just can't imagine. I would be so angry. This is, and mom, you know, she issued a, the press was asking her for a statement. She issued a statement. She said, my daughter is traumatized. Whenever I open the apartment door, she runs away and hides, telling me she's afraid the lady will come and immerse her head in water again. Also, my husband's employment is jeopardized because he now has to leave work to accompany me and our four kids whenever we have appointments and errands to run. You know, hate has always been part of the American landscape. But interestingly, from 1990 or 91 was the year that the FBI began compiling statistics on hate crimes. It was a brand new thing. This was, you know, during the George Herbert Walker Bush administration. And, you know, looking at hate and hate crime seemed like a good idea. And so the FBI began compiling those statistics. And with the exception of 1995, when for the first couple months after the Oklahoma City bombing, everybody in America thought it was Muslim terrorists. And 2001, when 9/11 happened, with the exception of those 2 years, there has been a steady decline in hate crimes from 1990 till 2015. A steady decline. A rather dramatic one, in fact. You know, with two little bumps in the middle. And then Donald Trump jumps on the scene in 2015 in the Republican primary, comes down his escalator, and begins his campaign with hate. Hating on Mexicans, calling them murderers and rapists and all this kind of thing. The fact of the simple reality is that communities that have the highest number of undocumented immigrants in them are the safest communities in America. Whether they're border towns along the southern border, they have a lower crime rate than the rest of America, or whether they're big cities where southern governors have shipped all kinds of migrants, they now have the lowest crime rates in America too. Why? Well, of course, because migrants are not coming to this country to commit crime. If they want to commit crime, if they want to rob people or rape people, they can do that in Mexico. They can do that in Guatemala. They don't have to come here to do it. They come here looking for jobs and for freedom. You know, freedom from fear, freedom from gangs, freedom from violence. And they're looking for, you know, they're looking to work. They're not, so, you know, quote, illegal immigrants are more than 30% less likely to commit crimes in America than native-born Americans. It's pretty amazing. But don't tell that to Fox News. Don't tell that to Donald Trump. Don't tell that to the right-wingers. The politics of hate are cheap, easy, and effective. Which is why, by and large, since World War II, most of our politicians have not engaged in this. You had George Wallace back in the 60s, and Donald Trump in 2015. And what happened in 2015 when Donald Trump came along? Well, just that year, the FBI reported that hate crimes in 2015, for the first time since 1990, with the exception of 95 and 2001, but basically, for the first time since 1990, hate crimes went up 6.8% over 2014. The following year, when Trump became the Republican Party's nominee, 2016, hate crimes went up another 5%. This is an explosion in hate violence. After Trump declared he was going to ban all Muslim immigration after he became president, anti-Muslim hate crimes went up 67%. And the fall winter of 2016 saw a 25.6% increase in documented hate crimes over the fourth quarter of 2015. A University of North Texas study found that counties that hosted a Trump rally in 2016 saw a 226% increase in reported hate crimes when compared to counties in the same state that didn't have a Trump rally. The simple reality is that hatred is contagious. It's every bit as contagious as a bacteria or a virus. And when it infects a host, and begins to grow, to live and grow inside that host, it not only damages them psychologically and emotionally, it even damages them physically. You know, this guy called into my program yesterday and was, you know, all bent out of shape about some illegal immigrant had raped some girl someplace, some teenage girl, right? And Fox News had just pounded on it for days, as has right-wing hate media. Because, hey, any little excuse to promulgate hate, this is what the right wing is all about these days. Let's find somebody to hate on. Let's hate on queer people. Let's hate on Muslims. Let's hate on black people. Let's hate on Hispanics. It's what they do. The Murdoch family has made billions peddling hate in the United States, England, and Australia. The former Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, wrote an op-ed for the Sydney Morning Herald, the kind of New York Times of Australia, that was headlined, Rupert Murdoch is the cancer in Australian politics. It's true. Trump's most recent hate-filled abomination, he was in front of a Christian conservative audience. And he said, let's throw immigrants into locked cages with professional cage fighters and see who wins. He said, I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. These are tough people. These people are tough. They're nasty. They're mean. It's incredible they come here to America totally unchecked. Right. Sell that fear. Sell that hate. There is truly no bottom. You know, Gerry Ford, when he was inaugurated, the day he was inaugurated president, said, my fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate. Next January, you know, God willing, Trump loses and is imprisoned. We're going to have to engage in the hard work of healing our nation from being daily bathed in hate for 9 long years. Even today, we have to begin that process. And it won't be easy. But this is what Germany had to do after World War II. They had to incorporate lessons about hate into their school, public school curriculum. Here in the United States, in the 1940s, Time, Life, and Fortune magazines produced anti-hate films funded by the U.S. government to deal with the legacy of the hateful pro-Nazi and pro-Klan hate that was being spread around America in the years leading up to World War II. In fact, the military produced some of these. I put two of those videos, YouTube's of two of those videos, in today's article that I sent out to everybody who subscribes to Hartman Report. Our government, I think, should undertake a similar effort and hook up with some of the major media organizations that have eschewed hate, that have said, no, we're not going to use hate. Obviously, Fox is not going to be one of them. But, you know, hook up with CNN or MSNBC or you know, Paramount Pictures or something, and produce some videos, some films that point out that hate is a cheap, effective political weapon, and you should not be vulnerable to it. You should not be taken in by it. Because this is all the Republican Party has to sell anymore. Tax cuts and hate. Tax cuts for billionaires. They don't want tax cuts for you and me. Actually, taxes on average working people are going up right now because that increase in taxes on working people was built into Trump's tax cuts. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with you. Stick around. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah. I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the land of the free, a shout fell. A storm was brewing, could you tell? A man with power, a voice so loud, riled up the fear, drew a crowd. He spoke of greatness, a wall so high, but underneath, the hated lie. From screens and rallies, the fire spread, a virus of hate, so many misled. The drum hate virus, spreading wide. Innocence lost, love pushed aside. In the hearts of many, darkness grows. Fueled by lies where hatred flows.
It's the Trump hate virus, yes indeed. Alrighty, so speaking of the Trump hate virus, it is Tom Jones, no, not the singer, and his American Accountability Foundation got a $100,000 grant from the Heritage Foundation to go through. This is, he's doing this in his home office in a small town in Kentucky, to go through the social media posts of people who are employed by the Department of Homeland Security and identify those who have liked posts by Democrats or who have made comments that might cause this guy to think that they might not be loyal to Trump. You get this? He's looking into the personal lives, the personal social media accounts of people who are employed by DHS so that Trump can fire them when he comes into office. This is how serious these guys are about making sure that Trump's agenda, this Project 2025, this billionaire-funded agenda to destroy the rights of average working people in the United States and put the billionaires above everybody else in this country and impose theocracy, impose their religious worldview on us, is followed. They are dead serious about this. And this is, they're not going to stop. This is going forward. There's just, you know, nothing, and they have billions of dollars behind them. That you've got all these right-wing billionaires, you know, ever since Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Citizens United in 2010, we have seen an absolute explosion in dark money and in this kind of activity by these so-called foundations and nonprofits that are just front groups for right-wing billionaires in America. We're looking at an autocratic, oligarchic takeover of America by right-wing billionaires, frankly. I mean, this is what happened in Russia. Putin is one of the richest men in the world now. Trump, of course, is a billionaire. This is what happened in Hungary. Orban is now a billionaire. And this is what they're in the process of doing right here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And if we want to stop them, we need to make sure that Joe Biden gets enough votes that he's reelected this fall, because this is a big election.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act. He's been sentenced to time served. His defense attorney, Jennifer Robinson.
He faced 175 years in prison for publishing evidence of war crimes, human rights abuse, and U.S. wrongdoing around the world.
Pro-Israeli candidate George Latimer has defeated Liberal Representative Jamal Bowman in a Democratic New York primary race. He spoke about the loss.
I'm still a damn good candidate. we could do some things. I'm just saying.
The Mississippi River is flooding in St. Paul, Minnesota.
So I'm just trying to go on a walk down here and realizing that that's not exactly an option.
It's just crazy. Me and my friend went for a walk 5 days ago, and you could see, you know, we could park in this parking lot.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Summer is the season of travel. Jesse Funk, the Air Service and Business Development Manager of the Appleton International Airport, says food in airports is more expensive for a reason.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure, so there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
Almost 1 million travelers a year use the Appleton Airport for direct and connecting flights. 8 people in Wisconsin have won the right to hunt elk during this season. The winners were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. Elk were killed off in Wisconsin in the 1880s. After 2 DNR restoration projects in 1995 and 2018, Wisconsin's elk population is big enough to handle regulated hunting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class for 2025 has been announced. According to Deadline.com, Jane Fonda, Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and Emilio Estevez will all receive stars on the famous street in the Hollywood hood. Those nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to receive their stars will have 2 years to accept the honor and have to shell out 75 G's to have it installed. Financing is not an option. 911's Ryan Guzman says J-Lo did a very ballsy thing before their intimate love scene in The Boy Next Door. The 36-year-old actor played opposite J-Lo in the steamy student-teacher thriller and says he learned a lot from Jenny on the set, like it's okay to wolf down pizza before filming an intimate love scene. Guzman told Jana Kramer on her Wind Down podcast that before a scene like that, most actors will only eat things like salad. Nothing is sexier between two actors going at it on screen than indigestion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with light winds and upper 50s by daybreak. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. There will be a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Thursday. Currently 71 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's a song about my dogs, Blue and Chewy, missing their friend Cricket, who died too young. What a great song. All right, welcome back. The U.S. Surgeon General, speaking of, shootings, obviously Christy Noem shooting her dog Cricket. The U.S. Surgeon General has declared gun violence a public health crisis. That was today, this morning. And some 40,000, I think is the number. Let me get this right. 48,000 Americans died from gun injuries in the last year that we've got statistics for, 2022. Vivek Murthy, Dr. Vivek Murthy, our national physician, our Surgeon General, he said people want to be able to walk through their neighborhoods and be safe. Yeah, you think? But, you know, the Supreme Court, owned by the National Rifle Association and the gun manufacturers who fund it, a completely bought off Supreme Court, and a completely bought-off Republican Party, say, nah, we don't care how many people die. 48,000 Americans died from guns, no big deal. You know, how many people died from guns in all of Europe last year? It's probably fewer than a couple hundred. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but, I mean, this is just like, you know, we just accept this. We've become conditioned to feel helpless in the face of Republican sellouts to giant industries like the weapons industry. And it's just wrong. We need to start standing up to these people and saying, no, we're not going to tolerate, the number one cause of childhood deaths in America right now being bullets. We're not going to put up with that anymore. Elect Democrats. What's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Rick in Denver. Hey, Rick, what's up?
First, I just want to encourage people to get out there and volunteer when you can, close it to the election. It really does help. I made calls into Michigan and Arizona last time, and you'd be surprised how much people were on the fence and that you could help them with where they need to vote.
Great, Rick.
Yes, it's my public announcement.
How do you do that? Is there an organization that gives you names and numbers to call?
Yeah, online. You can search for Indivisible.
Mm-hmm. Indivisible.org, yeah.
Yeah, and then they have links to volunteer situations where you can call into the battleground states. So my other comment was just a quirky little thing, is that I've been hearing Trump say that immigrants are coming from mental institutions. I thought, well, that's just him ramping up the scare factor. But then I started thinking about today. I was like, oh, somebody on his team who's smarter than him has gotten into the psychological game and is making a word association with asylum seekers. So his audience later...
Oh, insane asylums.
Yeah. So that's how dastardly they are. And just, I know the audience would appreciate the light bulb turning on, saying, yeah, these are the tactics they use. So, anyway, that's it.
That would be really slick if it was intentional. I mean, I'm skeptical, but wow, amazing. Rick, thank you for that. Yeah, sure. That's incredible. Monica in Chirino, Texas. Hey, Monica, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank God you're over COVID.
Yeah, I agree. I feel so much better.
Good. I hate bringing this up because of all the things that are going on in our world, Ukraine, Gaza, etc., the debates coming up, but there's been fracking going on in Nacogdoches County, mm-hmm. And the front of my property has a gas line, and the back of my property has an oil line. Trees started falling. In the front, they're turning black and falling. In the back, they're turning white and falling.
Wow, you've got leaks.
Yeah. So I went to the Biden administration, and their staff referred me to the Railroad Commission, which is in charge of fracking in Texas,
right.
And to the EPA, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to even go to the Railroad Commission. I will be cussing, and I can't do that on air. The EPA turned my case over to the TCEQ, which is the Texas Commission on Environmental Property.
Environmental quality, yeah.
Right. Thank you. At any rate, the EPA said that they felt sure that TCEQ would do tests on my property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 80 years old, live on Social Security, and it costs $450 to remove or cut a tree, right?
Yeah.
So I was waiting for TCEQ to call me and never heard from them.
Right,
and
Texas.
It was around Christmas, so I figured, you know, I'll wait. Everybody's away on holiday. Then I find out, I do more research, and oh my God, there's so much here, so I'll try and keep it short.
Thank you.
Methane is a greenhouse gas that goes into our air and has an effect on global warming.
Yeah, it's 27 times more potent than CO2. But, what's the point of the story here, Monica? How did this all end up?
It winds up to every administration office, every local office. Nobody's willing to help.
So the bottom line is nobody's come out and checked your property. Have you reached out to any of the nonprofits, the Sierra Club, there's a bunch of environmental nonprofits. They have to be, some of them have to be active in Texas that might even be looking for, a test case that they could use.
I have been to everything that I can possibly comprehend or imagine. A friend of mine, Chris Woods, actually, to tell you, I divert for a moment. A wild hog came up to my front porch, and Chris came by and shot five of them,
mm-hmm.
and it cut down many trees. So it goes to show you this county is full of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And, other people are listening to my phone call and can tell how anxious I am at the moment.
Yeah.
Because there's no help coming.
Well, if the leaks are killing the trees on your property, they're probably also poisoning the air around you, which is not good for you and it's not good for your neighbors. I would suggest that at the very least you begin by reaching out to your city council, talking to your neighbors. If you've got, what is that app? It's like neighborhood.com or something like that. There's this app that... I follow it occasionally because it's got, information about what's going on in my community. And, you can post there. You can post on Facebook. Typically has Facebook groups for pretty much every town in America. Check and see if there's a Facebook group for your town. Say what, Sean?
It's
Nextdoor. Nextdoor.com is the other one that I'm telling you about.
Next.
Yeah, Nextdoor.com. Nextdoor.com. And just become a local environmental activist. And the point that I would make is not, oh my God, I'm being assaulted by this. It's, oh my God, we are being assaulted by this. I mean,
congressmen, senators.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get any help from your Republican members of Congress, of the House or the Senate, although you should notify them, But I would encourage you to reach out like that using, local activism. If you can get 20 or 30 people in your community, I mean, other people are probably having the same problem you're having, but if you can get a bunch of people in your community to start complaining, then suddenly it's no longer just one woman. It's now, a force. It's now a political force. And just be very careful not to be partisan about it. Don't go off on Republicans and things. Just talk about, methane is not, first of all, natural gas is not just pure methane. Natural gas is filled with not just methane, but a whole bunch of other hydrocarbons that cause cancer, that cause lung disease, that cause blood cancers, that cause all kinds of horrible conditions. I mean, you can look that up. And oil leaks, same deal. I mean, you know, these are not benign substances. These are poisonous substances that are being introduced into your town, into your community, into your neighborhood. And, I hope you can get your neighbors outraged. Monica, I've got to move along to the next caller, but can you keep us up to date on this?
Well, I really appreciate your help, and I will follow through.
Okay, good. Look forward to talking to you in the coming weeks and finding out what's going on. Thank you. James in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Speaking of hate, I'm not liking this Eileen Cannon too much these days, and I understand that she was rather hateful yesterday to one of the prosecutors.
I don't think hateful is the right word. She's just shilling for Donald Trump. I mean, he has essentially told her that he's going to put her on the Supreme Court if he gets elected, and so she's doing everything she can to get him elected.
Yeah, and I think we all know that, but she's the protector of the hate faction of the Republicans now, and she's protecting Trump. And I just am wondering, she had two clerks quit in April.
Mm-hmm.
They just quit, and then I didn't hear anything more about them, and it's unusual for a clerk to just quit. That job is not easy to get.
Right.
So I'm wondering why two of her clerks just up and quit. Maybe they had ethical concerns. Has anyone talked to them?
I don't know, but I guarantee you they've been replaced by, you know, Heritage Foundation approved or Federalist Society approved people. She herself is a Federalist Society member. And you know, of course, was appointed by Donald Trump. So,
if she is to be investigated, I think the Justice Department should make a note of those two people so that they can be talked to later.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear their testimony. James, and hopefully some good reporters are on it. James, thanks for the call and for pointing that out. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stay tuned, and if you're in New York, vote for Jamal Bowman. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wisc WAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sometimes Louise and I crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work of driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious dishes to us and you every week. Each meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of times to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or enter the code Hartman before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Voices need to be heard. There's no place to hide. Every choice that we make, every step we take, shapes the world that we live in for the future's sake. Get out the vote. It's all right.
Yeah, get out the vote. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Michael. Hello. I'm sorry, the microphone apparently wasn't turned on. So what's up?
Oh, okay. I got scared for a moment.
Yeah, no, I'm here. So what's on your mind, Michael?
Okay, well, the debate is coming up, and I was so intrigued by the discussion you had with, I believe his name was Scott, in regards to the hate perpetrated largely by Trump. And I think that is one of many topics that needs to come up in this debate. I mean, I'm sick and tired of right-wingers saying that, well, President Biden, he's the incumbent, so he's going to have an uphill battle to climb. No, as far as I'm concerned, it's Trump, given the fact number one factor, he's a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. All right? Make no mistake about that. And plus, he has yet to answer to all the hate crimes that he has perpetrated with his rhetoric. Like President Biden said, words matter. Yep. And no one can forget about January 6th. And you go back further at what this conviction means, that he pretty much stole the 2016 election by keeping certain stuff hidden, even including what he did while he was Miss Universe chairman, barging into contestants' dressing rooms.
That was Miss Teen Universe, when he was, I get it.
It was Miss Universe, and Miss Teen USA.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting Joe Biden to say things like, you're a sick puppy, and you know, I'm looking forward to those moments, because Trump is. I mean, he really is a sick puppy. And, I'm expecting that. Michael, thank you. Excellent points. Tony in Long Beach, California. Hey, Tony, what's up?
You and NABO, these Christian fascists. And let me tell you why. Meaning well, when you say you're a Christian because of things like Matthew 25, which is beautiful, you're actually doing something to let these Christian fascists get away with what they're doing. They have weaponized Christianity, weaponized something they know nothing about. How do I know? I've asked them, talked to them, done radio and television shows. Ask any of these people anything about Christianity. How did it start? Why are the four Gospels different and contradictory? On and on and on. They don't know. And the worst part, Tom, they don't care.
Yeah.
All they know is a word, Christianity, and they have been able
Tony, I get your rant. I am not going to let these right-wing asses steal my religion from me. I'm not going to let them appropriate it. Those of us who actually think that Jesus had something important to say, and that we should be considering these moral strictures, these admonitions to care for the poor, to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, to house the homeless, to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Tom,
those of us who believe that need to proudly proclaim our Christianity and condemn these phony Christians, as you're doing. And I get that, Tony. But you don't need to condemn me in the process. I'm not your enemy.
No. And not at all. In fact, I'm actually in agreement with you. But as you so rightly point out, Jesus never condemned abortion, never condemned homosexuality, never condemned slavery.
Tony, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Up next, Republicans are expanding their circle of hate to include gay marriage. What's up with that and with the Supreme Court? I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare, with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's result.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.